This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Michael Jackson, currently on trial for alleged child molestation, has long provided a rich vein of humor for late-night comedians. But Tonight Show host Jay Leno has been denied Jackson joke privileges because he's under a gag order.
I'm not allowed to tell any Michael Jackson jokes. I can still write them. I can't tell them. So what we've done is we brought in a guest comedian to help tell... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of the stars of Everybody Loves Raymond, Brad Garrett, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Garrett. Right down here.
Thank you. All right, so let's see what's new in the Michael Jackson trial. Or as we like to call it, Diary of a Mad White Woman.
Here's the reason for the gag order. Jay Leno's being called as a witness by Michael Jackson's lawyers. Mr. Leno's challenging this order in court. Joining us to discuss this unusual wrinkle is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, welcome back. And why is Jay Leno even being called as a witness in this trial? Do you know?
Well, largely because the Jackson defense team is claiming the accuser actually called Jay Leno at some point asking for money for his cancer treatment, and that Leno could hear the mother coaching the child in the background. So that's the story. It's part of this larger attempt to smear them as opportunists.
Dahlia, is the judge's order in this case fairly standard, or is this much more broad than would normally be the case, as Jay Leno's lawyers are claiming?
Well, there's no question it's an extraordinarily broad order by Judge Rodney Melville in this case. But judges are imposing broader and broader gag orders in trials, so in some sense this is par for the course. In effect, the order says that anyone who's expected to testify in any matter at all in the Michael Jackson trial is threatened with contempt if they speak to the media about anything. So it's hard to imagine that it could be more broad, but the California Supreme Court, at least so far, has refused to strike it down. And it's part of this just general feeling that judges have that whispers become rumors, rumors become gossip, gossip becomes news, and news becomes the fact. It's out of control before it can be contained. So he's trying to nip it in the bud.
But you're dealing with a late night comedian. I mean, gossip and turning that into news and matter for the media, that's his business. This is almost restraint of trade, it seems to me, if you can't make a Michael Jackson joke on a late night TV show.
Well, that's exactly what Jay Leno is arguing, Alex, in his court filing. He's saying it's my job to comment on the contemporaneously on the news. And, you know, in effect, this gag order was supposed to have bound me a year ago. I didn't even know about it until I became a witness, this year. At the very least, clarify that it only applies to things I know in my personal experience in dealing with this accuser, not, you know, barring me from saying anything ever about Michael Jackson.
Or having a guest on the show to tell the Michael Jackson jokes for him. Is this going to get him in trouble with the judge?
Well, it's certainly a very in-your-face move by Leno. He's making fun of the judge. Never a terribly smart thing to do, but I think what he's trying to do is induce the judge to narrow down that order and say, look, you can tell jokes. This is your job. Don't get up and tell us what you're going to testify.
Opinion, analysis, and humor from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thank you, Alex.